Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, to help me grow my audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor. A noir story is a book about what happens when a blue pill beta simp faces a situation that should have been responded to by either taking the red pill or going his own way. Instead, he chooses to cling to the Disney delusion that he found a unicorn woman with disastrous results. It's only $3.99 for the Kindle version and $9.99 for paperback on Amazon. For 175 pages, that's a great value. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have Jordan Peterson saying that if you want to organize your mind, you could start by cleaning your room. And then you see the absolute chaos that his room is in. Is this another case of do as I say and not as I do? Whenever most people give others unsolicited advice, they eventually realize that they're just talking to themselves. He was also taking benzodiazepine drugs at this time. He probably thought his room was clean thanks to the meds. Up next, a radio host called Kelly Rowland ugly, and this is how she responded. The beauty gap between the two is like comparing a London bus to a Bugatti. Speaking of buses, that radio host can probably park a bus in the gap between her teeth. Kelly Rowland reminded her why she's a radio host in the first place. She definitely has the face and body for radio. Number three, we have a woman that faces a second-degree murder charge after mutilating a man's genitals. I'm sure there are plenty of guys out there that'll see this and say, I can save her. Then again, I'm not sure if this is a picture of the woman or the man that she mutilated. This individual looks like the guy from Squid Game. Moving on, here's the only thing you need to know about the generations. One generation is based and the next one is cringe. Of course, no one that's in the cringe generations is going to believe this. These days, anyone born before 1983 is just a boomer. But maybe it's not a coincidence. The boomers' kids are millennials, and Gen Alpha are the kids of the millennials. So cringe parents create cringe kids. Number 5, Lauren Hissrich, the showrunner of The Witcher, found Henry Cavill really annoying, due to the fact that he was overenthusiastic to play Geralt. Sounds to me like people such as yourself need to find different careers if they aren't passionate about what they do. Unfortunately, women like her are more interested in pushing an agenda these days instead of making something good. His passion probably just showed everyone how soulless the whole industry was, and they hated him for it. I'm sure she'd probably also say that Daniel Day-Lewis is too passionate about his acting too. Up next, Sydney Sweeney recently met with Lucasfilm. I really hope she doesn't portray a character in the Star Wars universe. She needs to stay the hell away from Star Wars or risk wrecking her career. The franchise is dead and it's time to move on. But if she does play a character in the Star Wars universe, it would have to be R2-DD2. I think her being in the new Barbarella remake will be a much better move. Number 7, AOC was fired from a hot dog on a stick competition in 2018 for incompetence, and yet she was still elected for Congress. This isn't true, but it's still funny and is kind of plausible. That's clearly not her because she has horse teeth. Plus, she would be great at handling all those hot dogs. Maybe she was fired from doing the old Hawk 2 on those hot dogs. Or perhaps she was abusing the hot dogs with her cooch before serving them. Moving on, more women than men are attending med school for the first time ever. This is what equality looks like now, with women making up the majority in medicine. Men naturally abandon any area of life or work that becomes dominated by women. The only thing left to do now is celebrate the victory when one day no men are allowed in medicine. On the bright side, as a man, you won't have to park in the doctor's parking lot, which will be an absolute mess. Number 9, this woman that flashed her chesticles at the Edmonton Oilers game went viral, and she's been tracked down and given a Playboy deal, and the images are now out. This will just encourage other women to do the same in creative ways, to gain fame and get attention showing off their chesticles to cameras and children, hoping to boost their OF page or get attention from media companies. That's impressive. Now let's see her relationship with her father. Up next, here's Ashanti, as well as Janet Jackson and Halle Berry, all pregnant at the ages of 43, 50, and 47. And Lady L says this is proof women don't have to rush to start a family. I wonder how many women will see this and hold off on having kids, only to be told that they're infertile. I also wonder how brain damaged the three children in those bellies are going to be. Those are geriatric pregnancies and the rolling the Down syndrome baby dice. But if they don't get pregnant, how else are they supposed to keep their men after their prime? Number 11 is a 46-year-old woman with no partner or children. so she spent a month pursuing pleasure in Paris. Her rate card is empty, so she's having a midlife crisis with an even emptier soul. She probably went there to bank some Mohammeds and Pajits on those Paris streets. I think that France's African migrants were satisfied that month. She also looks like she's 58 instead of 46. If it's not too late for Janet Jackson, then it's probably not too late for her. Moving on, this 71-year-old woman makes history as the oldest Miss Texas contestant. She's better than that ginormous Miss Alabama winner. I doubt that it even gets moist at that age, but that's okay, because lube is inexpensive, or she could always spit on that thing. But I'll only date her if she has dentures. My opening line to her would be to walk up and say, "Hey there, honey, wanna break a hip with me?" At least she's a woman. One could do far worse. I can't believe how slowly Latinas age as well. Number 13, here's the difference between real women and the robot or doll variety. The only difference is the doll doesn't nag or complain. Once the Uncanny Valley problem is solved, it's over for women. The robots will gain more abilities than real women over time, and they also won't get a migraine. At least women can still turn to bears for comfort. Imagine when these robots start doing chores, it'll really be over for women. Up next is Sarah, and she's 36 with 6 kids. She's looking for a man and not a boy to have a relationship with. How can any man resist this sweet deal? I can, because the way her body is shaped, you couldn't even donate it to science fiction. Plus, she looks more like she's 46 after taking care of all those kids. Pookie and Ray Ray Jr. have been running her down, I see. Number 15, people are surprised and worried by a UK Army ad showing exclusively white people. Actually, white males. Some people say this is a sign of a war to come. I think it's just that white men no longer want to join, and without them in sufficient numbers, the entire military-industrial complex falls apart. That's why they want to bring the draft back to America. Looks like that trans DEI army didn't work out super well for all those wokesters. Men fight for their countries if they believe in them, and not when they're led by generals in skirts. Moving on, this year in Canada for Pride Month, they literally tried shoving pride down our throats with these Pride Week maple leaf pork breakfast sausages. They probably aren't complete without some mayo, though. I wouldn't even buy them for a dog. Why subject an innocent animal to such trauma and abuse? And also just wait until pride comes out the other end. Can you cook them or do you have to raw dog them? So many questions. Number 17, this woman says not to date her unless you're okay with the fact that she's over 30 with a body count of 200 and has a taco that'll spray you right in your face. But remember, guys, STDs are worse when they're right in your eyes. Women like this belong in prison for making venereal disease airborne. They're like venomous snakes shooting their goop at men from a distance. Up next, it looks like this single mother influencer is under fire after she milked a bunch of simps for money to help take care of her kids, and she ended up spending $17,000 in a single month. It's mostly married men that are giving money to women like this. You could travel to Colombia, rent a villa, and spend an entire month sniffing snow up your nose and doing as many working girls as you want, and still not spend that much. Number 19, these two say that white males with boomsticks are America's biggest terrorists. Stephen Molyneux sets them straight by telling them the truth, which is now considered a crime. My only question is it racist to show these stats? Maybe what they really mean is the Pride Month crowd. Moving on, the US military is now so desperate for recruits that they're asking seniors to join and might even pay them $50,000 in bonuses. But I'm a bit disappointed, as it looks like it's all old white folks. I think the military needs to up its diversity. But I think this is fake, as the army even has limits. Unless it's, of course, Ukraine, then they'll take any able-bodied man or woman they can. They're perfectly fine having a geriatric brigade. The US cutoff age is 38. Number 21, Ariana Grande says that Jeffrey Dahmer is her dream dinner date. I'm guessing they'll feast on fava beans and a nice Chianti. It's all because he was dangerous, white, and 6 feet tall, and looked like a Chad Light. Kinda looks like a younger, better bachelor with a full head of hair and no glasses. If it ever did happen, she would end up becoming the dinner herself. Up next, would you do this 21st century Mona Lisa? You know that I would, by throwing my white DNA on that paint. She looks pretty healthy and doesn't have any tattoos. But I'd say no, because odds are she's already been run through. Unfortunately, this is what the modern 21st century Mona Lisa really looks like with regards to the average American woman these days. Number 23, this woman asks, which do you prefer, chokers or fishnets? All I want to know is, what's wrong with her nose? Then again, with a schnoz like that, she can probably sniff a rich man miles away. Looks to me like after the boobsicle job, she didn't have enough money to get her nose fixed. Oddly enough, though, her nose matches her body and she has a Lonely Fools page. See what I mean? Her name is Cass the Dilla on X. Moving on, Justin Trudeau's political career is over. He can walk away with dignity now or get creamed by a man he loathes. I can't believe this headline is real. I'm sure that Justin only likes getting creamed by the men he loves. Plus, how do you walk away with dignity when you've already wrecked your country? The same media that he's funding is now turned against him with stories like this. They see the writing on the wall and are switching sides like Italy at the end of WW2. Number 25 and the last one, if Trump wins, does anyone care if Amy Schumer moves to London? London might end up with a food shortage, so I'm sure that London might actually care. Plus, if she moves there, I would be worried about her weight turning over the entire island. She had to announce that she was going, otherwise no one would actually know. She also reminds me of those Cabbage Patch Kids when I was a child. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.